what I want us ever wanted to do tonight before we leave this place. Let's just touch Jesus. Praise God. Never a man touched the Son of God and went away the same. Praise the Lord. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, if you will, please. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I was intending on being formal and all tonight, but it's hot.
I don't know why it is, but it is.
Glory to God. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, begin reading with the 8th verse. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God had told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, "Wilt ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "Nay, my lord, O king, but Elisha, a prophet that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy where he is, and I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray tonight, Lord, that the anointing of the Spirit of God would rest upon this, your servant, that I might preach the Word of God in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God, that the Word might come alive, O God, in our hearts, and it might move us from where we are to where we ought to be in Christ. God, we might be conformed to the image of Christ, that our lives will bring glory and honor to Jesus' name, and we'll point men to Calvary that they might be saved. For I pray and I ask it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the king of Israel, the king of Syria decided to make war against Israel, and he was sending marauding bands in to raid the Israelites. But for some reason or another, the Israelites always seemed to know exactly where the Syrians were going to be, and his plans kept getting thwarted, and he really got aggravated. And he kept trying and kept trying. It said not once or twice this happened, but several times it happened. And the king of Syria called in his group, and he said, "Now look here, boys. There's something rotten going on here. There's somebody in here that's for the king of Israel instead of me, as a spy amongst us tonight." And then one of them spoke up, and he said, "Nah," said, "it's nobody here. Said, there's not a spy that's living in your household, but there's a prophet down in Israel that tells the king of Israel what you tell us in your bedchamber." Hallelujah. And he said, "Well, if there is such a fellow down there, I'd like to get a hold of him." So he said, "I'll just round me up an army and a good man and send them down there, and we'll find out where he is, and we'll surround the place and we'll take the prophet, and then the king of Israel won't know where we're coming next, and we can go ahead and get on with this war." So they sent down a great host, chariots and horses and soldiers and stuff, and they surrounded Dothan where the prophet was. And the next morning when he got up, his servant probably got up early to go get some water or something for the day, and he came running back, and he looked out, and my goodness, his eyes got about that big around. He got scared half to death, and he came running back, said, "Oh, Father Elisha, what in the world are we going to do? The place is surrounded by Syrians. They've come to get us. We've had it." and he was literally paralyzed by fear, scared to death. Man, you should have seen them. Those Syrians were bad dudes. They look bad, especially when there's only two of you and a whole army of them. It looks that much worse. And they were surrounded. There was no escape. And he was scared. And I don't blame him. I'd probably been scared too, wouldn't you?
Man.
You know, especially when you just wake up in the morning. You know how it is anyway, you know. What's that? Mercy. You know, he was scared. Probably had good reason too. But he went back and he told Elisha. He said, I want you to look out here, Elisha. He said, we're in trouble. And Elisha said, oh, don't worry about it, son.
Praise
God. For some reason, he wasn't afraid.
Right.
He didn't have any fear at all. He wasn't even scared. He said, don't worry about it, son. He said, the ones that are with us are greater than the ones that are with them. There's more of them here than there is the enemy.
Man.
Praise God. And the servant looked out there. He said, I don't see them. And he said, Lord, open the kid's eyes so we can see what's going on around here. And he opened his eyes, and the whole mountains all around the city of Dublin were filled with tears of fire.
Right.
Glory to God. Praise God. And you know, there's still two ways of looking at things today. Hadn't changed a bit in all this time. Especially in the day in which we're living. There's two schools of thought running around tonight in the church who believe in Christ. In the church of Christ, there's two thoughts running side by side or parallel and opposed to one another. The one thought is, this is the last days. And the enemy is coming in like a flood. And these people are looking and they see the enemy surrounding them all around. And he is ferocious. And the Bible did say the devil will be out like a roaring lion.
That's right.
And a roaring lion's a ferocious looking critter. I mean, you know. They don't look friendly. They're fearful. But he's not only out as a roaring lion, he's out as an angel of light in every other way. He knows
right.
Time's running out.
Right.
And he is out in great and mighty power.
That's right.
And a lot of people have seen that and been blinded to everything else, and they just see the fearful enemy full out raging around like a roaring lion, and fear grips their heart. And if that ain't enough, they look around and they see sin abounding on every head. Our nation is in the worst moral landslide of our history. People do
right.
Things blatantly in the open, right out on the street, that a few years ago they wouldn't even do in secret.
That's right.
They wouldn't even talk about it in secret. Now they do it right out in the open.
That's right.
They had a parade for homosexuals in San Francisco that looked like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Pitiful. It's pitiful that a city would sponsor something like that garbage in the first place.
Right.
But that's the fact. That's the way it is. These things are running rampant in the land. It used to be when I'm not that old, I'm just 35, but when I was a little boy, if a preacher came around, people would quit cussing. But now, you're better off not to tell them you're a preacher.
Sure.
Because that just kind of sets them off, you know, and they grin and just run like that. Things have changed. The enemy is out. Sin is abounding on every hand. And then again, we have the last day apostasy of the falling away of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It said in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. Many will fall away. And that's happened. Many are falling away. Many are just quitting. Serve God all their life. Now they're on up in years. They've served the Lord all their life, giving Him the best they've got, and now chucking the towel in. That isn't the silliest thing I've ever heard of. Some of them are too old to even have any fun anymore. Now they've served the Lord all this time, chucked in the towel. But a lot of people are beginning to fall away, and that's true. I can see it happening. But see, this is the way the servant was seen.
That's right.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the negative aspect of the last day. And you know what Jesus said one time? He says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
That's right.
And you know, churches that's got a vision of the great falling away in the last days, you know what's happening to them?
Falling away.
They're falling away. They're shrinking. And you know what? You know what this leads to? This leads to the philosophy, no, don't worry about the Great Commission. Let's just try to hold the ground we've got and let's hang on till Jesus comes. That's what that outlook brings. That's where it leads to. Man, we ain't got time to try to get out here and win the lost. Satan's come in like a flood with the last days. There's a great falling away going on. And if you don't watch it, he'll get you. Just tie him out the rope, hang on, hope for Jesus to come. That's what it is. That's what it comes to.
That's right.
If that's all you see is the enemy, man, he's fearful. And that's what happens to these churches. They reap what they sow.
Amen.
And that's what happens to an individual that gets that frame of mind all set up in his head.
That's right.
That, everybody's falling away. Well, they might as well join. They're all falling away. But you know, when Elijah, when the man of God came out and looked at the situation, he didn't even seem to notice the enemy. He knew they were there. He could see them. Man. But he didn't say anything about them. He just said, man, I see the enemy out there. But man, oh, they're far us. Far outnumber them. And they're more powerful than they are. Look out there. There's an army surrounding that enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're there with us. Praise God. And I'm here to tell you tonight, there's more than one thing happening in the last days. The
Amen.
Prophet Joel said, and Peter repeated it in the second chapter of the book of Acts, in the last days I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. There's
Hallelujah.
A revival going on in the world tonight.
Yes, amen.
There's an outpouring of the spirit taking place tonight. Revival fires are burning across this land and around the world tonight. Glory to God. I don't care about a falling away. I don't care about the attack of the enemy. Jesus, the church of Jesus Christ, is alive and well tonight and still marching off to victory.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory Amen. To God. You get what you've got a vision for.
Amen. That's right.
If you want to shrivel up and fall away, you can do it if you want to. But I'm not going to do it.
Glory,
Glory to God. I want in on the last day revival in Satan.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. I tell you, I heard something on PTL that thrilled my soul. And I already knew it, but I'm sure glad they said it because it gives me something to refer the statistic to, see? They said there's more people being saved today than have ever been saved in the history of the world.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
And I've had a preacher not 2 months ago tell me that God's not saving anybody anymore.
Oh.
You just can't get them come. They're not being saved. Oh, I'm losing my sleep. Oh, terrible. And here's this TV show saying there's more people being saved today than's ever been saved in the history of the world. Hallelujah.
Right.
I don't care if there's more people, there's still more